Non-reciprocity. Question derivation. We want to know the source, the makor, for the law that we don't give reciprocal punishment to a plotting witness that it might affect his lineage. Because they didn't do anything wrong. We can't punish them, the children. So what's the source of this? Because the pasuk says, answer one, there's two answers. And you shall do to him as he conspired. Like it says, Va'asitem lo kasher zamam. And lo, only him. Not the conspiring witness does the court issue reciprocal punishment, not to his offspring. And that's what this teaches. Second answer is a kal vachomer that the Gemara brings, but it seems to undermine the whole idea of edim zomimin, so it's rejected. Connection, explanation of current Mishnah. This again is explaining that halacha derivation is going directly on proving why the halacha is so. Now the Gemara. Menahane mile. Menayim hamilim ha'elu. From where do we know these words? That's the classic phrase in Gemara for derivation. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. De Amar Kira. Because the Pasuk says, Va'asitem lo kasher zamam. In Devarim Yutet. Lo velo lizaro. Which means we do to him only, what he tried to do to someone else, and not his children. So no one else is affected, only him. Now the Gemara asks, "V'lifseluhu l'dide." So let's make him disqualified, the witness. "V'lo lifselu l'zare," and not to make pasul disqualified his child. Meaning just make it work. Say he's going to be a halal, the guy that plotted, and we'll leave his children alone. The rabbis can say anything they want. But of course, you have to still follow the pesukim. You can't really just do whatever you want. So it says, Ba'inan tzrichim, we need kasher zamam la'asot. We need that phrase to be true, which means you have to do to him reciprocal punishment, veleka. Ve'en, there isn't any here. I mean, you can't go halfway reciprocal. You have to be either it's fully reciprocal or it's not, or you make an exception. So if you're going to make him a halal, you have to make his children halalim. It just goes with the territory. You can't split it up because then you're not going to get literal what it means reciprocal punishment. If you want to make an exception, make an exception. But you can't say let's make a quasi hazama or reciprocity. Bar Pada Omer, a second answer, Kal Vachomer, Uma Hamchalel Eno Mitchalel. Let's say a Kohen example. If he has a child with a woman he's not supposed to be with, so it becomes a halal, the child, and he's not a Kohen, he's like a Yisrael. So Ma Hamchalel, he's the one who's making halal, he's making the baby be a halal. Eino mitchalel. This guy does not become a halal himself. So look how, even if he makes someone a halal, he doesn't become a halal. So you might say, kal vachomer haba lechalel velo chilel. Imagine now the Eid Zomem, they only tried to make someone a halal, but it backfired. They were caught, and nobody became a halal. So eino din shelo yitchalel. Should it not be the law that he should not become a halal? Because at the end, he didn't even succeed to make the defendant a halal. So Matkif la Ravina, Ravina argued against this. And he says, Imken, betalta torat edim zomimin. You nullified the whole Torah of edim zomimin, the whole topic. Because that is what Edim Zomimin is. It's always when you never succeeded to do the thing. And he gives an example. Uma hasokel eino niskal. If somebody succeeds in getting someone stoned, like Ed Zomem, eino niskal, So this witness does not get stoning, even though he had a guy executed by his false testimony. So habal is called velosakal. So if a person is going to, an ed is going to try to make someone get sekila, and he does not succeed because he was caught in the middle, so eino din shelo yisaker, is it not going to be the law that he will not get stoned? Ravina is making the point, if he tried to get somebody stoned and he did not succeed, so maybe we should say that this guy, the aid, the witness, should not get stoned. But that's Edim Zomimin. He gets stoned only when he tried to stone someone else, not when he succeeded. So he says, Ela mechavarta kidshaninan me'ikara. It's clear, it's barur, like white, chavar, like we say in the Ketoret, chamar, chivar, atik, old white wine. It's clear of how we taught it in the beginning, me'tichila, kedshaninan, like Mishnah, like we taught it. Meaning the first answer is correct, because we can't use this kal v'chomer from barpada. It doesn't work, and it goes against the whole rules of Edim Zomimin.